Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now, it would not be far-fetched if I said every woman wants to be beautiful. Or at the very least, she wants to feel beautiful. Every woman appreciates attention and compliments. Ladies, we put so much time and effort into fixing our hair, getting the right shade of makeup, finding the perfect outfit that doesn't make us look too fat or doesn't scream, "I'm trying too hard." Yes, all women want to be beautiful. All women want to feel beautiful. But here's the thing. Beauty isn't found at a cosmetics counter. Beauty isn't found in a dress or in a hairstyle even. Worldly beauty is, however. The Amplified Translation for 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 4 says, "Your adornment must not be merely external, with interweaving and elaborate knotting of the hair, and wearing gold jewelry, or being superficially preoccupied with dressing in expensive clothes. But let it be the inner beauty of the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality and unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit, one that is calm and self-controlled, not over-anxious, but serene and spiritually mature, which is very precious in the sight of God." So, from the Word of God, we can clearly see that there are two measures to beauty. The world measures beauty based on what you look like. It's based on the external things. However, God considers inner beauty, the hidden person of the heart. You see, in the world, people measure beauty by looking at your face, checking out the symmetry, and seeing your body. But when it comes to God, it's all to do with the adornment of a meek and quiet spirit. It's all to do with self-control and spiritual maturity. A woman of God is beautiful because there is a gentleness about her. There is a peaceful spirit about her. A woman of God is beautiful because she radiates the love of God, the Word of God. She strives to be a reflection of Jesus Christ and how she talks, walks, and acts. This is not to say physically that she can't be beautiful according to worldly standards. No. She can be beautiful on the outside. However, she does not hold her value to her physical appearance. She does not hold who she is and how she looks. She knows her identity, and her identity is not in those things that are corruptible. Her identity is in her character, her relationship with God. It's in the contents of her heart. One of the harsh realities that every woman will have to face head on at one point or another is that physical beauty fades. Yes, you were fine when you were 21. You were gorgeous when you were 30. You were beautiful when you were 40. And now you're a pretty grandma at 50. The point is, this physical body, oh, it changes. No matter how beautiful you are, every year, beauty is fading. Now, if you hold your value according to how you look, then what happens when that physical beauty fades? Ladies, if you depend on outward beauty, you're fighting a losing battle. So build your...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Inner self. Build on the beauty of your inner self, ladies.
2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 says, "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." Let me spell out exactly what this verse is saying. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid. Though our outer self is progressively wasting away, yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. God's idea of beauty differs vastly from society's idea of beauty. The Word of God tells us that every believer should be far more concerned with inner beauty rather than any outer beauty. We have to understand that godliness has value. Godliness will benefit us as believers both in the present life and the life to come. What we ought to be doing is seeking to cultivate within our hearts a godliness that pleases the Lord. For ladies, we need to be cultivating a level of godliness that brings forth the true beauty of a woman, as opposed to the world's definition of beauty. A true woman of God has beauty that wealth can't buy. A true woman of God has beauty that poverty can't steal. It's an inner beauty, one that is pure at heart and a reflection of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. As I've spoken to many women over the years, one of the main questions I ask is, what is your main priority in life? What is the one thing that's of greatest importance in your life? And it shouldn't be to become a powerhouse business executive. It shouldn't be to become an entrepreneur or a housewife. Ladies, it's not even being a helpmate to your husband. I believe the number one priority in your life is and should be Jesus Christ. On the day of judgment, will God be concerned about how many arguments you had or didn't have with your husband? Will he be concerned about whether you're Mother of the Year or not? No. God will be concerned with the state of your heart. He'll be concerned with who have you given priority to in your heart. For all believers, our main priority in life is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Jesus Christ is key. When you know Jesus Christ, you know the one who can give you eternal life. And so, let the contents of your heart be free from worldly and material things. Let your heart be free from caring about the standards of beauty in this world, and instead be concerned with having a pure heart. That's where your beauty lies. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, "Now the mind of the flesh is death, both now and forever, because it pursues sin. But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace, the spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God, both now and forever." Our treasure in this life can be found when we focus on living a life that glorifies Jesus Christ.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.